words only to deceive. One, you must not believe one single word they say. Paris was naughty in the 90s. Every man was practically a saint. When Monsieur would lure a lady to his lodgings, he didn't woo a party voo. What did he do? Paint. I should like to quote a famous model's diary. Ooh la la. And is this diary fiery? Ooh yeah. Nothing. She say, since I began to travel, I have been the model for the greatest painters of our day. Almost any morning you can hear me say, bonjour Monsieur Renoir, bonjour Monsieur Degas, bonjour Monsieur Toulouse-Lautrec. Although they flatter me on my anatomy, they'd rather paint the part of me that lies on a horizontal level with their eyes. My hair, Monsieur Renoir, my face, Monsieur Degas, my knee, Monsieur Toulouse-Lautrec. Always in their canvases, but when it comes to love, no sale. Oh yes, I'm always in their canvases, but never in the percale. At first I wear a G-string, which is just a whistling, but they never notice what I mean. So I put it back upon the violin. You fool, Monsieur Renoir, you fool, Monsieur Degas, and you have a screw loose, too loose, Lautrec. When first I meet Monsieur Renoir, oh, you are perfection, he say. And when you take off your peignoir, I practically flip my toupee. The women in all of my paintings, as you have undoubtedly seen, their figures are dumpy, the faces are lumpy, the skin is chartreuse green, the features are out of proportion, the hair is like bale of hay, of course. Oh, these were just my impressions, but you, you really look that way. And then I meet Monsieur Degas. Oh, what a ballerina you make, from your alpha to your...